The fifth richest African country has just made a massive Bitcoin backflip. That's right, like a gymnast at the Olympics. After previously banning Bitcoin, this African country is now fully embracing it. Will this start a massive wave of Bitcoin FOMO in Africa? Let's not forget, the Ethiopian government recently joined the BRICS in 2024, and the government is publicly mining Bitcoin. And on top of that, the second country to make Bitcoin legal tender is the Central African Republic. So Africa has been rapidly embracing Bitcoin. Are they going to be the next continent that fully embraces Bitcoin? Well, let's dive in to this massive move here and backflip made by Morocco. Previously in 2017, Morocco legalized and banned all of digital assets in 2017. And now, according to Reuters, Morocco's central bank, the Bank of Al Maghrib, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but hey, I'm giving it a go here, has prepared a law for regulation of cryptocurrency. So the plan is for this entire central bank to now start to embrace it. I don't think this timing is anything short of coincidental. From the Brazil, which we went over yesterday, now planning a strategic reserve. We have the United States planning a strategic reserve. We have cities and country and states in the United States separately planning to do this. We have El Salvador. We have many other countries, Argentina, all embracing it. And now it seems like the nation state FOMO of this is here. Most of these nations are seeing and keeping eye of what is going around the globe. And because of that, they're going to start embracing crypto and other things like that, right? So not only crypto, they're all realizing the power of Bitcoin. So with that, they are preparing into law, here about the central bank embracing it, which I think is very interesting. And a huge little wrinkle to this is that it's not just the government, it's the central bank of Morocco. And now you might be asking yourself, how big is Morocco? How big is this an impact on everything here going on? Well, Morocco, as we stated here earlier, it's the fifth largest country in Africa. It's got a rapidly growing GDP. It's got a GDP of 141 billion. And if you look at that comparatively to other African countries, we've got South Africa at the top, but here's Morocco coming in hot. It looks like it's at sixth place right here. So, the African countries are rapidly embracing it. And the other aspect of these African countries are they're very energy dense, right? We already mentioned that Ethiopia is a country that recently joined the BRICS. The BRICS are very energy dense countries. They have ton of access into oil and gas. And because of that, they've now started embracing Bitcoin mining. And so I think that this is going to be a trend. First, you start legalizing crypto, and that's the first step. And then, we go from there. But, if they legalize Bitcoin and the crypto to a lesser extent, but, the Bitcoin and crypto industries, how much will this impact as far as population size? Well, Morocco is around 40 million people. And, we've got my man Cascader in here saying that the African countries can get on the Bitcoin bandwagon or get left behind. And I think he's 100% correct here. They're absolutely embracing Bitcoin. They're seeing everything that is going on all over the globe. And so Africa wants to become one of the leaders. First, it seemed like it was Latin America. And, you had Argentina, El Salvador's of the world, micro communities in Costa Rica, and some other places starting to embrace Bitcoin. But Africa still has a ripe place for the taking. It can still get flipped on its head. But you might be asking yourself, why Morocco? Why is Morocco very important and very interesting in all that? Well, let's take a little look at this map here. Let's see where Morocco is. Morocco is on the northern part of Africa. And look at its proximity to Portugal right here. Now, why is Portugal very, very important here? Because we have this little island here, Funchal, actually also known as Madeira, which had a very, very large Bitcoin conference there earlier this year. And on top of that, look at the proximity. Some believe that this island has a lot of Moroccan influence as well as Portuguese influence, even though it is technically an island of Portugal. It's very close in proximity to Morocco. Now, we went over this a little bit here. I'll zoom in for you guys so you can see over here a little bit more. But so here's Funchal. It's very close to Morocco and also very close to Portugal. Now, why is this important? Well, Madeira embraces Bitcoin, and their president met with the GigaChad of them all, Michael Saylor. So Michael Saylor, Jack Dorsey, some of the biggest hitters in the Bitcoin space were at this conference earlier this year in February. And if anything, you know, you see it here. They even lined it out here where Portugal, Funchal, and Morocco, all very close proximity. So in my opinion, these events are very, very well connected. We went over Brazil yesterday in that live stream. What happened then? Michael Saylor went down to Brazil and spoke to some very, very high up representatives in the Brazilian economy to tell them the benefits about Bitcoin and how that embracing Bitcoin, putting Bitcoin as a strategic reserve could drastically change their outlook of their country. And so he's done the same thing with Madeira and met with the president of Madeira. There's these circular economies popping up. And on top of that, you know, now we've got the potential of Morocco starting to embrace Bitcoin. And I think the proximity to this is very important. So what all is happening here in these nation states? We're seeing Russia recognize Bitcoin as property. Morocco legalizing Bitcoin after a 7-year ban. In those 7 years, we've seen some dramatic changes. We've seen dramatic changes in the past 10 months alone, right? So you got to think in this past month or 10 months, this entire year, we've seen the legalization of Bitcoin spot ETFs in the United States. We've seen the United States propose a strategic reserve and a president-elect get into Bitcoin. And, you know, we've seen more and more mining pop up left and right. Countries start to embrace it. We've seen El Salvador start to prosper and really make huge headwinds on their, Bitcoin legalization, all of that. We've seen, you know, China declare Bitcoin as property after previously banning Bitcoin mining. There's even videos going viral of that time of China running over Bitcoin miners in those giant, construction cars and just absolutely destroying it. Well, now China's starting to embrace it, and Brazil is introducing a strategic reserve bill. So all of these nation states are absolutely starting to embrace Bitcoin. Plain and simple. It's everywhere. Now, first, you would think it was Latin America, El Salvador. They've got more to lose. They've got, more risk to take than maybe a United States. Well, the United States is now starting to embrace Bitcoin and be more friendly into it. You know, we had Donald Trump go to the Bitcoin conference earlier this year, make a speech. We had Robert F. Kennedy there as well, Vivek Ramaswamy, who's now a part of the Doge. You know, so multiple government officials in the United States are very bullish on Bitcoin. And on top of that, countries around the globe are taking notice. And how could they not? And so on top of all of this, I think, you know, the influence that Michael Saylor has had, the influence that, you know, the GigaChads around the world and in the United States government of, you know, kind of showing the way of how this can be embraced is really something revolutionary. And it all started with Nayib Bukele down in El Salvador. He was the one that took the biggest bet, and now more are starting to open their eyes to the power of Bitcoin and the power that it can make on just, you know, using it as a strategic reserve. I mean, the United States, for Christ's sake, has a strategic reserve of cheese. I mean, cheese goes bad. I'm lactose intolerant. I can't even eat cheese. Why do we even have that? I have no clue. So it makes a ton of sense just to have, you know, Bitcoin as a strategic reserve asset. And on top of that, you know, the price appreciation of Bitcoin is something that really cannot be matched. I know we've got my man Cascader here on the X side of things saying the 100K sell wall is doomed. Well, you know, I don't necessarily think it's doomed quite yet, but we are struggling to get over this this 100K wall. Now, I wonder why that is with all this bullish news that I've been lining out for you here, where, you know, you're seeing us sitting right around 97. Maybe this has frozen a little bit on me here during this live stream, and it's not updating completely, but we're floating around this 97K mark today. You know, it is a green day over the weekend. It would have been great to see, you know, Bitcoin rip over 100K, maybe on a Thursday when it was Thanksgiving here in the US and banks were closed, or maybe over the weekend when banks were closed. But unfortunately, it doesn't look like we're going to get that. But if you think about it and you're looking at all these factors that I'm lining out, nation states are 100%, you know, getting into all of this, 100%. You know, looking at the strategic reserve bill, and they're going to start FOMOing in. So I think this is the cycle of FOMO from retail investors, FOMO from institutional investors, where we've got now the ETFs and all these different products. I think soon we're going to start to see more and more pension funds get on. And lastly, as we're lining out here, it's a bunch of nation states starting to FOMO in. Now, Bitcoin has the power to become your own bank. You don't need the central bank to in Morocco or anywhere else to really tell you that it's legal or whatever, or that you can you know, that you need permission to hold Bitcoin. You can hold Bitcoin no matter where you're at in the globe. And I think the true power of Bitcoin is that you can do that. You can be your own bank, and you don't necessarily need you know, somebody else or a third party to tell you how to do that. And so I think the strongest aspect that you can do with Bitcoin is by holding your own keys and utilizing something like a stamp seed punch plate in order to, you know, get in your seed phrase. It's made in metal. So if you bring it in your pocket and somehow you get caught in a rainstorm, if you have your seed phrase with you wherever you go, you can survive weather conditions, all these kinds of stuff. Your house burns down for some reason, some unfortunate reason, you know, another catastrophe happens. You, on top of that, you don't lose all your Bitcoin. You're able to at least keep your Bitcoin if other situations arise. And I think the best way to do that is by using a stamp seed punch plate. You can use promo code Green Candle for 15% off of your entire purchase. And if that seems daunting to you, you can also visit thebitcoinway.com/greencandle, and you can you know, set an appointment with the fellas at the Bitcoin Way. You can get a free 30-minute consultation. They've got times from all over the day, all over the night, at all times. These guys are working around the clock to help you get your Bitcoin off exchange, make sure everything is secured and proper. So, you know, I'm really trying to help you guys get your Bitcoin off an exchange and really utilize the power of Bitcoin, because like I'm lining out here, we're seeing nation states start to FOMO into Bitcoin with, you know, more and more countries start to embrace it, because they understand if they try to regulate Bitcoin, if they try to, you know, make it not as tax friendly, they're going to lose out on the potential opportunities of great entrepreneurs, the potential opportunities of great people trying to bring business into their country. And I think they're just, you know, essentially seeing the negatives of it, because people now have the ability to vote with their feet and move away. And so I think a lot of countries are going to start to backflip on previous Bitcoin policies that they made that were maybe negative about it. I mean, we saw Italy, you know, backtrack their massive capital gains tax that they were going to start to charge. And now we're seeing Morocco backtrack on a policy that they've had for 7 whole years. So it seems like they've been doing their research for these past 7 years and now are starting to embrace Bitcoin. And as the fifth largest country in Africa, I think more countries in Africa will start to follow suit. And Africa could be the continent that leads in Bitcoin nation state adoptions here coming up soon. So if you enjoyed this content, hit that like, hit the subscribe button. I'm going to be doing these more frequently. So tell a friend to tell a friend. And thanks so much for joining in on this great bullish party and onwards to 2025.